Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke is warning members of Congress they need to come up with a plan to rein in huge budget deficits once the recession is over. Bernanke was on Capitol Hill yesterday, and we have more this morning from NPR's John Itzde.
The Obama administration is predicting budget deficits that average well over $1 trillion for the next 3 years. Bernanke said deficits of that size are not sustainable.
We, as a country, are going to have to make some hard choices. We can't expect to continue to borrow, certainly not 12% of GDP, but not even 4 or 5% of GDP indefinitely. And so we need to make a plan, some decisions about how we're going to bring the budget closer to balance over the medium term.
Bernanke said if lawmakers put off the job too long, they could be forced to pass draconian budget cuts or tax hikes in the future. Concerned lenders could also become reluctant to provide credit to the U.S. government. But Bernanke said he didn't expect that to happen.
I believe there's a great deal of confidence in the markets that the U.S. government will take the necessary steps to restore fiscal discipline, but it's essential that this body and the Congress in general do that hard work and get that done.
The Fed chairman acknowledged investor concerns about the high level of government borrowing have contributed to a recent rise in long-term interest rates. Bernanke repeated the Fed's view that the economy is stabilizing and should turn up later this year. He cautioned that growth probably will be slow, so he said it's likely unemployment will continue to rise well into next year. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.